Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 31st episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, and I am the head of the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where, as a community, we talk Christmas every day of the year, and we do it without shame. First of all, thank you for the emails about our last episode. The Pumpkin Love episode goes down in Merry Podcast history for being the one episode that has officially drawn more mail than any other. And I had no idea just how many pumpkin lovers and pumpkin snobs there are out there. About the only one not happy with that episode is my dear wife, who thinks I was a little too hard on her. I wasn't hard on her, was I? Anyway, it still is August of 2018, and officially, it's Christmas creep season. Well, we think. You see, it used to be. For at least the last 15 years or so, we would hear the media whine just as soon as Christmas in July was over about all the Christmas stuff available in stores. Now, before you think I'm about to go on another rant about the war on Christmas, hold on. This isn't about the war on Christmas. There are people out there, believe it or not, who believe that Christmas can come too soon. Seriously. I know it's shocking for most of us to hear that. Those of us who celebrate the year-round Christmas with all it has to offer, with warmth and charity and love and fun and sights and sounds and music and great aromas, enticing atmosphere and, well, general happiness all the way around, have a really, really hard time with people who think you can get too much of that stuff. I'm being serious. They write real songs about this stuff.
Christmas songs, I don't want to hear it. I'm offended by your Christmas spirit. I still don't see any snow. I won't kiss you underneath November mistletoe. It's still the unhappiest season of all, and I refuse to deck my hall. It's too early for Christmas, so don't hang your Christmas lights. How dare you get a head start on your silent nights? It's too early, don't decorate prematurely. This holiday cheer has no right to be here. It's too early for Christmas.
There are people out there who dread Christmas. I get mail about it all the time. I mean, we've got this simple 27-year-old website with thousands of Christmas resources, a nice little community that talks Christmas year-round with a humble little radio stream and a merry little podcast or two, and it's all just sitting there on the internet, not bothering anyone, and yet they take the time to find the contact link and to send me hate mail about Christmas. And some of them are pretty mean about it. Others are just plain sad. I would tell you one of the most common things that I hear from folks is, how can I celebrate Christmas when my mother just died? It won't be the same without her. Oh, how I dread that Christmas is coming. What do you say to that? What do you say to people who complain that Christmas is too expensive, too fattening, too stressful to enjoy? Or those who just cannot stand that Christmas so overtakes things that whatever normal is gets forgotten? I think all of these things and more are absolutely normal. In fact, I think we need to be sensitive to these things. But do we need to be sensitive to the point where we keep the daily Christmas celebration that we enjoy out of our lives? Do we moderate it? Do we insist the stores not sell the stuff until certain times, that radio stations don't play the music until a certain point on the calendar, or that TV and cable channels are banned from mentioning the C word through movies and specials until it is somehow kosher to do so? It's a strange thing, this Christmas we celebrate. Some love it so much, while others loathe it like nothing else out there. Where exactly is the middle ground? When is it not too early and not too late to celebrate Christmas?
See the red and green displays, just 58 more shopping days. Cardboard elves are planting plastic trees. Jesus in his manger cradle, plus a little Tolkien dreidel, in a big display next to the cinnabar. With three wise men and gifts they bring, just plug them in and they all sing the way to early Christmas song. I know you need to satisfy your investors, but couldn't you wait at least till the Savior's third trimester?
For all that people complain about the early Christmas, I have to wonder why they focus on Christmas in stores or Christmas music on radio stations in November. What do these people actually do with their lives? Look, I'm an old-time retailer. I know how it works. The reason you see Christmas in July sales isn't because anyone thinks that it is Christmas. Retailers just want you to believe that if they say Christmas in July, that you'll be getting some kind of a deal. It's a hook. It's a slogan. It's code, in other words. But nobody, and I mean nobody, thinks for one second that it is anything like Christmas. And that's because while Christmas in July is going on in some stores, actually, well, they do have their Christmas stuff out. Hallmark, for example, with thousands of stores across the country, has for decades and decades rolled out their newest Christmas stuff in July. Nobody complains about that. Hallmark gets a pass. But if Hobby Lobby, or Walmart, or Costco puts up a Christmas tree or lights, people come unglued. Does this make any sense to you? There are very practical reasons why you would see anything Christmas-related in stores months before Christmas. I know some of this from working in retail since the 1970s, but also from just common sense as a consumer. As a retailer, you purchase anything you want to sell at Christmas well in advance of the season. You don't have to be a genius to see why. With better than 60% of sales in some categories coming between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you have to have a year-round strategy to sell, store, and promote the stuff. The cycles of buying and selling in the marketplace rarely change. While November and December are great sales months, do you know which are the worst in most categories? The worst are September and October. Yep, Christmas every year is preceded by a sales slump. It's true for Walmart, it's true even now for Amazon, it's true for Penny's, and even the late Toys R Us, who never really learned how to handle that. What do you put on the shelves of a store that doesn't sell anything in October and September? Well, you put out the stuff that customers are going to buy eventually, the next season. You certainly don't put out stuff they're never going to buy. Retailers always do this, and that is why you see bikinis in department stores in January, why Valentine's Day stuff is up the day after Christmas, why the springy merchandise of Easter is up while there is still snow on the ground. The great F.W. Woolworth is known for how he got into the Christmas ornament business. The story is quite famous. A salesman came into one of his stores in late summer showing off German glass-blown baubles that Woolworth thought were a dog. He bought just one case just to placate the guy. The year was 1880. Much to his surprise, he sold them out quickly, despite the fact that it was still late summer. But the next year, he thought the fad had passed, and he bought just one case again. And he sold them out just as quickly. What made Woolworth a success was the fact that Frank knew when to admit that he had screwed up. The next year, he committed to the Christmas bauble business, and over the next 60 years, he sold $500 million worth of Christmas ornaments, and most of the time, they hit the shelves before Labor Day. Nobody cared much about Christmas creep then. They never talked, even back in those days when things were sold out of season. It was all a matter of perspective, of natural market forces at work. What we see today in the complaints about Christmas creep is not normal. Take last year and these clips from the media as a good example.
Well, there's no avoiding it. It's Christmas creep. The pressure from retailers to get consumers to do more holiday shopping and do it earlier and earlier and earlier each year.
And perhaps the sickest thing about all that was the way that Target got the hint and launched a PR campaign last year saying that they had, quote, heard from our customers, unquote, about Christmas creep and that they, the noble Target, would no longer push Christmas early.
Call it the Christmas creep, something Target says it's cutting back on.
Kind of think that's a good thing.
With plans to ease into holiday promotion, the retail giant plans to leave Thanksgiving signs up through November, playing up meal preparation and entertaining.
I think it's a responsible thing to do.
Because Thanksgiving is a good holiday.
The hope is to stay in tune with customers who want to hold off on the hustle and bustle to better recognize Thanksgiving.
Really? Target really expects us to believe that their customers called and wrote letters complaining about Target selling Christmas stuff too soon? Right. Show me the letters, Target. I just do not believe you. But that's what they served up to the media to swallow, and because the media notoriously hates Christmas, well, they ate it up. And like that, all of Target's pre-Christmas advertising was gone from the newspaper, the television, the radio, and online. Christmas, they said, would not make an appearance until Thanksgiving had its turn at Target. So they advertised their Thanksgiving stuff, right? Well, no, they actually had no Thanksgiving stuff. But did that matter? Absolutely not. The media ate it up anyway. Target was now officially anti-Christmas. The media thus gave Target all the free advertising they no longer had to buy in early November. And I ask you, how smart is that? Someone in the marketing department at Target is a genius. It was last year at this time that heads got together in marketing and said, what can we do to keep people from talking about Target being an unsafe place to use a credit card or a debit card at Christmas? Do you remember that? Do you remember the major breach in credit card security from the Christmas before at Target? This was what the execs at Target were sweating last Christmas at this time. They needed to create a diversion, something that would get people talking about Target and Christmas, but not about the credit card security breaches. So they saw the media was going total apeshiz over Christmas in early November and decided this was their golden opportunity. Target canceled Christmas until Thanksgiving was their campaign. Brilliant. But guess what? If the media had gone to Target in their reporting of Target's anti-Christmas creepiness, they would have discovered something. If you walked into a Target last November 1st, what did you see? Nothing but wall-to-wall Christmas. There were Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, Christmas cards, Christmas gift wrap, and Christmas presents of all kinds just sitting there in everyone's face, and not a bit of it was on sale. Target's profit for the fourth quarter, despite all the free advertising they got, came in well below plan. But that didn't stop the onslaught of anti-Christmas messaging from the media. CNN, Fortune, Forbes, NBC, ABC, CBS, Mashable, The Atlantic, CNET, Huffington Post, The New York Times, and other major media outlets coordinated a three-week-long Christmas creep blitz that ran from Halloween to Thanksgiving and talked endlessly about how trees, lights, decorations, and wrapping paper stressed everyone out and was just unwelcome by shoppers everywhere.
Brace yourself, 51 shopping days left until Christmas. So, it's a short season. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to know, what do you think of the Christmas creep? I hate it. I was in the store over the weekend, and all I could hear is Christmas music, and I'm like, well.
You couldn't turn on the TV, radio, or internet device last year without seeing some sort of headline about how Christmas was coming sooner and sooner each year. But does it really? Christmas, after all, has a history, right? And aren't we all about the truth in Christmas history? That's right, so let's go on record right now and say that Christmas is not coming earlier and earlier every year. In fact, in the last quarter century or so, it's actually coming, well, a lot later. To understand, you need to once again go back to early American history to get to the bottom of Christmas too soon. You know, I mention this all the time, that historians say Christmas didn't exist before Charles Dickens, and that's a bunch of bunk. I forgot that this issue of Christmas coming too early actually proves this point even further. The root of Christmas creep lies squarely on the traditions of Advent. That Christian and mostly Catholic tradition of anticipation of Christmas by marking certain feast days in advance of the holiday. The purpose of such days was, at least in the eyes of the pious, to teach of Christ, by marking and remembering major events that led up to his coming into the world. Advent, by tradition, dates to about 400 or 500 years after Christ, and like many of the traditions of Christmas, Advent melded or morphed into other ancient, and some say pagan, holiday traditions of the season. Those traditions would include decorating during cold, non-growing seasons like winter with evergreens, wreaths, and trees, and purchasing gifts for giving during celebrations as a symbol of the gifts of Christ. Advent is, of course, celebrated by some over the course of four Sundays leading up to Christmas, but the other feast days marked throughout the year harken all the way back to February on our modern calendar. Gift-giving is, of course, not limited to Christmas, and it has a solid history by itself dating back centuries. It has just always been something that humans do. But can we blame gift-giving for the presence of Christmas in the marketplace at a time that would be, well, too early? Perhaps we can. Or perhaps we can blame greed rather than gift-giving itself for what seems to offend people the most about Christmas too early.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
There were, in the 17th and 18th centuries, plenty of practical reasons for gift givers to shop early. After all, Target wasn't around back then to skip the Christmas creep. Most giving was done in those days through handcrafts or through the disposal of used property. But the major cities of the world had their markets, and those were who had the means, and I'm talking the likes of people in early American history like George Washington and Ben Franklin, folks who were doing well, they were on record for celebrating Christmas and buying gifts at that time of the year, much as we do now. But how did they do it? By shopping early, often sending away to foreign places like London or Paris for the latest in fashions and the highest quality in goods. And to do so, Christmas shopping was frequently done 6 to 9 months in advance simply because it took that long to complete a transaction. But even busy American cities, places like New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, and Charlotte, well, they had plenty of places to shop for Christmas and plenty of advertising in the way of handbills and newspaper announcements to tout their Christmas wares. More interesting to me than the history of Christmas creep is the consistent history of just buying and selling associated with Christmas. It really was something that evolved over a period of time in American history, the buildup and the expectation of Christmas gifts. In 1850, when Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote her Christmas story, readers could identify with the character who groaned, "Christmas is coming in a fortnight, and I have got to think up presents for everybody. Dear me, it's so tedious." Of course, history tells us that both the government and society encouraged the early and often aggressive buying of Christmas. Before World War I, the early Christmas was encouraged so that soldiers would get packages from home, for sure, and so that supplies would not run short to support the war effort. Just before World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt monkeyed with the date of Thanksgiving so that the Christmas shopping season would be extended, pushing it to early November, hoping to shake the economy out of the Depression. Well, it didn't work, and Congress put a stop to that business by nailing the day of Thanksgiving down to the fourth Thursday of November, but it highlighted both then and now, for better or for worse, like it or not, gift-giving and buying and selling are a crucial part of the modern Christmas season, and it's true. If Christmas to you is gift-giving, that's an art that takes time and forethought, and sometimes you need to be able to get things early. Take, for example, the gift-giving of Lewis and Clark. Now, I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because it is one of the greatest in Christmas gift-giving stories that are true. Before they left the last stop of capitalized civilization in St. Louis, before heading out onto the frontier in 1802-1803, Meriwether Lewis bought William Clark a pair of socks, intending to give it to him for Christmas. Now, mind you, they had no idea, really, how far they were going with the core of discovery. They could be gone for years. So Clark, or rather Lewis, was thinking ahead not to that Christmas of 1803, but to the following Christmas. So they were there on that second Christmas, thousands of miles away now, and hundreds of adventures later, risking life and limb, and landing for Christmas in the Pacific Northwest. And the core of discovery had, as had been their tradition from the year before, well, they were having a Christmas gift exchange that Christmas in 1804. Well, some received ammunition, others received maybe handmade items of some sort, maybe something they had traded with the Indians that they met along the way. But there, in that rugged wilderness on Christmas morning, Lewis presented Clark with a brand new pair of socks. Now I ask you, was that the ultimate in Christmas creep or what? You gotta love a guy who held on to those socks until it was time to head back. And this was in 1804, when America supposedly didn't celebrate Christmas. I've noticed something about those who complain about Christmas creep or Christmas too early. First, it seems to center on the idea of stores, a place where nobody is come Christmas morning. Did these people never see Dr. Seuss? Did they never learn the lessons of Christmas not coming from a store? So what does stuff for sale in a store really have to do with Christmas anyway? Is that Christmas? Are people really that shallow? But you know, and I know, there are other kinds of Christmas haters out there. There are those, few though they may be, who hate Christmas in any form. Seeing Christmas angers them at any time, October, November, December, is just their time to bellyache about it. This was explained in an original song by internet sensation Colleen Ballinger, who just happens to be a Christmas lover. And she wrote this little song.
Recently, I've noticed that there's a lot of anger in the world on the internet, which is understandable. There's a lot of things to be angry about in our world today. We've got things like wars, death, hate. But that's not why people are mad. They're mad because I decorated for Christmas too early for their liking. People are really mad at me because I put up my Christmas tree. Yes, it's November 1st, but I want Santa to come early. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but people seem to disagree. And by disagree, I mean they are really, really, really f***ing pissed at me. Seriously, they're so mad. I posted a photo of my Christmas wreath, like covered in tinsel and tulle. Are you insane? It's just November, so stop trying to be cool. How do you like my Christmas scarf? I made it with sparkly yarn. What the hell? It's not even December yet. Go calm your farm. What? I love walking around in public in my cute little Santa hat. What about the people who don't even celebrate Christmas? Have you ever thought about that? Nope. It makes me happy to have Christmas lights and garland everywhere. I'm all smiles, so say what you want, cause I don't really care. It doesn't affect you at all if my house is covered in red and green. And honestly, it's kinda dumb that it offends you, so you can go suck my ween. Go suck my ween. If you don't like my Christmas tree, go suck my ween. I decorate too early, go suck my ween. If you don't like my Christmas flea, go suck my ween. Cause Christmas makes me happy.
Colleen is a straight shooter, and you can hear the entirety of her song over on YouTube, and I hope you take a listen to it, even if it is a little candid. But more importantly, I hope you take a lesson from a more modern philosopher who explains that maybe Christmas is a time to, well, be nice. His name is SpongeBob.
Bring joy to the world, it's the thing to do. But the world does not revolve around you. Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas.
I have no illusions that those who hate Christmas have listened this far into the podcast, but to them anyway, I would say, hey, take a pill. This too shall pass. Christmas comes and Christmas goes. Every year Christmas, for at least the part that you hate, does end. And it's gone a long, long time before it comes around again. But for the rest of us, the Christmas lovers out there, I would say don't worry about the haters. If decorating for Christmas makes you happy, if listening to Christmas music makes you happy, if hanging lights, making things, wrapping gifts, or playing Santa makes you happy, merry on, dude. Please join us at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com to discuss this and other great topics at Christmas year-round. And for all of us at the Merry Forums, I'm Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very early and a very merry Christmas.